Today we are talking with Rich Robertson, President and CEO of Lutheran Church Extension Fund and kind of a partner in crime with I got to have the privilege of serving with at the National Student Marketing Competition recently hosted by LCEF. Rich, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thanks, Andy. It's always great to be back here. Thanks again for the opportunity to talk about this event. It's something that really has been and will always be important to LCEF.
Well, let's talk about the idea. Where did the idea begin for the National Student Marketing Competition? How did you come up with a plan for this? What were the intentions for the National Student Marketing Competition?
Well, about 4 years ago, Andy, the executive leadership team of LCEF was meeting as we were talking about opportunities in terms of promoting LCEF to a younger generation. And many of people of my age, we didn't have a lot of the answers as it related to how to really reach out to a younger generation. So the idea kind of germinated, if you would, about maybe leveraging our Concordia University system. And how could we do that? Well, what if we were to have a competition leveraging their marketing and their business schools with the focus on attracting new investors to LCEF and kind of creating something along those lines for a competition? And that's basically how it birthed. And it started 4 years ago. We basically asked all the Concordias back then if they would participate. Year one, we had three Concordias participate, and we were very happy with that because it gave us the entree to kind of show what we were looking to do. And then this year, we were blessed to have nine Concordias as part of the competition. So that's basically how it all started, and it's been growing in terms of thought leadership from that point.
It's great to see how it has grown over the last 4 years. I had the privilege of talking with some of the students last year during the in-between presentations at the competition, and then the privilege of serving as a judge this year for the competition. Thank you for inviting me to be a part of that. It was an honor. It was a privilege, and it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed meeting the other judges. Tell us a little bit about judges came from a diverse backgrounds, really, to serve on this. We had a number of judges. I certainly enjoyed being there and representing media for this competition, and also being a part of the International Center and the LCMS staff. But also some other judges from around the country, around the Synod.
And that's exactly what we try to do, Andy. Mm-hmm. We try to have a series of individuals that come from all walks of life that can evaluate these students based on their practical experience that they have every single day and the responsibilities that they have. Not all the judges are church workers. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's a minority of church workers. What we try to do is bring the experience of many to the judges' table, because this is a competition. This is not just bringing people together. This is a competition. There are rewards to this. And what we're learning is the Concordia's covered the position that they happen to get as it relates to the final judgment by the judges. So it's been great.
You can tell that, yes, there's some serious competition all about bragging rights. Well, not all about it, but yes. And there are pretty significant prizes, too, for the Concordias. How do the schools benefit from this? Not only do the students gain the experience, but there's also additional benefit as well.
It should be pointed out, too, Andy, that the judges are not just evaluating the presentations, but rather there's a number of components to the judging. You know, these students are given 20 minutes and no more than 20 minutes to present their case and what their recommendation is. Essentially, what it is, it's a marketing plan, like they would do in the outside world if they were employed, and essentially what the judges are doing are evaluating the day of, but prior to that, they're also evaluating the books that they provide that are sent to us about a week before the actual competition. And those books are being evaluated, and you could probably share more on that as well. But they're being evaluated for a lot of components, and they have to be solid documents that that you would expect to get in a marketing presentation if you were employed by a major employer anywhere in the globe. So there's a number of different things. The thing that we appreciate, and I'm sure you know this, this is the amount of time that the judges put in. This is not just the day of. I mean, we're talking about in the evening hours, them evaluating all 9 books and writing down comments so that when we send them back to the students, they understand what they did right and potentially where they can improve upon as they go forward. So there's just a lot that is put into this. I know our marketing team is kind of right now sitting back with a sigh of relief that it's over because of the amount of time and effort that they put in to kind of orchestrate this whole thing.
I'm sure it takes a lot of work from the LCEF staff, the marketing team, to prepare, because I could just see the logistics and all the things that were going on with this event to prepare for that day. It was a rather complex event with coordinating students, all these Concordia students coming in and their faculty advisors as well, and the judges coming in from around the country. It was kind of it was all packed into one day too, and there was a lot of energy in the room throughout the day. It was just, I don't know how to describe it. It's not like any other event, but I really, by being there and going through that, that 12, 13 hour day with my fellow judges and then meeting the students later on in the day, it was just a kind of an emotional day too, because there was so much packed into it, I'm sure, for the students as well. Watching each team present, I learned quite a bit about the students, and some of it took me back to my college days. But what I was really impressed with is how these students came prepared for that day. They were dressed professionally. They came and presented that day. They spoke very well. Is that typical for this competition? Is that typical? Is that what these students are normally prepared for?
They are, and it's really attributed to the professors that take these teams under their wings and bring them throughout the semester forward and ready to present to mm-hmm. us on the day of the actual event. Each of the school's professors that were the ones that were kind of guiding the students just did a phenomenal job. I was watching them during the presentations mm-hmm. as well, and you could just see them trying to give guidance of, a smile to try to make sure that, they weren't so intense, but rather they felt, that, mm-hmm. that emotion, if you would, too. So the schools have done a fabulous job preparing these students. And you're absolutely right. They were so poised. And we see that by and large in just about every year, I want you to know. So it's been really terrific. The preparation that they're put through to get themselves there. Know that we at LCEF also give them information. We provide them with documentation that helps them in terms of mm-hmm. learning about us. We also offer 2 conference calls with the teams that they can ask us questions, the leadership team of LCEF. So as they're kind of moving along during the course of the preparation, if there's things that they need clarity on, mm-hmm. we're there to kind of provide that as well. So there's just a lot behind all of this that leads up to the day of.
How is this experience an opportunity to explore career opportunities or what the future might be like for them? It's conducted like a real world marketing plan being presented to a client. There are hard and fast deadlines, and they're coming before this panel of judges, just like execs at any corporate office, and presenting, pitching this idea. Some of the students might see this as an opportunity to explore some career opportunities. Yet, when thinking about careers, we talked about this earlier, not everybody involved in this is a church worker, yet serving in their vocation as a Christian, wherever the Lord has placed them, whether it may or may not be a called or commissioned position.
I have to share with you an experience, and this happened to be from last year, whereby my role during the event is to not be a judge mm-hmm. and rather try to be the cheerleader for a lot of the teams. So what I try to do is spend some time individually with the teams and kind of give them confidence and give them some peace, if you would, in terms of the day and what they can mm-hmm. expect. And one of the teams, and I do this actually for a lot of the teams, I take them around the International Center. And this one particular gentleman, I was taking him through the executive offices, and actually I took him into the president's office. The President Harrison was not in that particular day, and they allowed us to kind of walk and share his office and see where the president is and all. And they were taking pictures, and it was just really phenomenal. And then this young man comes up to me. He says, "Mr. Robertson," he says, "I could actually work here." And it was like a surprise on his face that he could actually find himself. He never thought coming here that could be something that could be of interest to him. And now here he was sharing that with us. And the experience that we had also from last year is a gentleman by the name of Tyler. He's now a member of the Irvine. He was part of the Concordia Irvine team and now works for the Pacific Southwest District in helping implement some of the strategies that were actually brought forth during the competition last year.
Wow.
And so here's a young man that found right away an opportunity within the district and is currently employed with the Pacific Southwest District. And you know, there's others that have been also seeking other opportunities as well within LCEF and some of the other agencies. So, you know, that it's opened up a window for some that they just never thought that they would actually go through.
And speaking of windows, opportunities, this was first year that another Concordia joined the competition, took advantage of the opportunity. I believe this was the first year that Concordia Alabama joined the competition. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I got to tell you, they were so excited to be here. And they did a phenomenal job in presenting. For first year presentations, it was over the top. It was really
energetic.
Very energetic. It was. And just the mere fact that they had the opportunity of being part of this and having the ability to come to St. Louis and present in front of the judges, the professor that was there shared with us that you can count on us being here next year. We're going to start working on this now, now that we've got a complete understanding in terms of expectations. So it was great to have them part of it. The Wisconsin team also partnered up with Ann Arbor. So we actually had those two together this year, which was the first time that that happened.
Sure. Now that they're one institution. Yeah,
that's correct. Mm-hmm. And so you're starting to see partnering going on between, you know, organizations and you can just see the fellowship that happens as well between all the teams, because on Friday night is when we have our banquet and we have the announcement of the winners. And, you know, there's a lot of
anticipation in the room.
it's pretty thick for the first 30 minutes, and then they finally calm down a little bit. But it's great.
And you had the privilege of addressing the group before the announcement of the winners, and very engaging, by the way. What a challenge! What a task before you to address the assembly before you, when everyone you know is just walking in, waiting to hear who the winners are. But very engaging. I really enjoyed hearing your story.
Thank you.
So that was great. We had international students in the competition, which was it was nice to see that diversity among the students.
In fact, there were more this year than I think that we've seen in past years. But it was amazing to see the intensity. They're learning about the LCMS. They're learning about the Lutheran Church Extension Fund and the ideas that they were bringing forth as opportunities for us. So you know, they were great additions, and it's just great to see, if you would, all that diversity that kind of comes forth. I believe that some of the winning presentations are going to be on www.lcf.org in about a week or so, and you'll be able to see some of them as well, whereby you can enjoy the opportunity of hearing some of these wonderful students.
Outstanding. Well, congratulations to all the teams this year, all the teams that participated. I enjoyed hearing the presentations. The winners this year in third place?
Winners this year, after 3 years of participating with us, Concordia College in New York earned the third place award.
And they were just ecstatic about it. It was great.
It was terrific. And not only were they ecstatic, from where they started to where they are now after year three is phenomenal. And I give New York just all kinds of kudos in terms of the ideas that they brought forth and just their presentation skills. So that was number three. Concordia Irvine earned the second place award. And in the past, I think in about 3 years ago, they actually had the number one spot. So they've been kind of floating in that top tier for some time. And for the second year running, Concordia University St. Paul earn the first place award. And we were delighted with the ideas that they came forth. And again, I don't want to take away from some of the things that you would see if you went to www.lcf.org, but their idea was...
Just say they put wheels on their idea.
Exactly right. So, if you check that out, you'll know what we're talking about real quickly. I want you to know. So, great stuff.
Outstanding. There were some creative ideas, and they did a fine job of presenting on it as well. Rich, we are out of time for our conversation, but thank you again for inviting me to be a part of the competition. Anything else about the National Student Marketing Competition, LCEF, as we wrap up our conversation today?
I can't wait till next year.
Yes. Any hints about next year? Anything at all that you can share with us about next year?
I will tell you, since it's grown every single year and it's been more exciting every single year, I'm going to guess that it's going to be the same thing next year.
Rich Robertson, President and CEO, Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Thanks for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you, Andy.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Human trafficking is a tragedy of epidemic proportion. I recently interviewed victims of trafficking as well as those working to stop it. One of the many things I learned is it's literally all around us, but most don't realize it. Also, the pimps of human trafficking depend upon abortion to keep their industry humming. There's a bill before Congress to help victims of human trafficking, but pro-abortion Democrats in the Senate are filibustering it. Why? Because it contains standard wording to prevent your tax dollars from being used to fund abortion, a necessary tool of the traffickers. There's a reason these senators are doing the dirty work for the abortion industry. Learn more by watching my interviews with those fighting human trafficking. Visit today's broadcast link at lifeissues.org.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, Professor Jerry Carino, Professor of Business at Concordia College in New York. Good morning, Professor Carino.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, and looking forward to hearing more about the team from Concordia College New York that participated in the recent National Student Marketing Competition with LCEF. Tell us about your work there at Concordia College in New York.
Well, I'm an instructor in business, and I primarily, because of my background as a practitioner of business for about over 30 years, handle the international classes. Mostly marketing and management, organizational behavior classes at Concordia.
And tell us about the students that that you teach and the environment there and the goals of the students that you teach.
Well, the goals are to get everybody to learn how to think. So that when they go into the business world they're in a cold world, they can depend on, what they learned here and make decisions on their own. And they seem to be pretty good at that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Well, let's talk about the competition and where that fits into the picture, the LCEF National Student Marketing Competition. Where does that fit into the big picture for your students at Concordia College, New York?
Well, all four of the students are in the business program, and so it enables them to confronted with a problem and then put the strategy together to solve it, and which we did in our marketing program. And so, number one, it's from an analytical standpoint, it allows them to think quite a bit as to how they would go about solving problems, decision making. And then the good part is it gets them to present their thoughts in front of people. They're going to have to be doing that quite a lot in the business world with PowerPoint presentations. So it's really a hybrid step into the real world.
It is. It's still an academic experience, but there's very much so this real world element to it.
And that's what I try to stress constantly. This is a short time in their experience, and then when they get out, Hopefully, a lot of the students will go on to higher education as well. But they, you know, they're getting jobs. And what I try to say is that here, you're paying us when you go, when you get a job, they're paying you. So everything changes.
Indeed. You know, the experience is for the students, I'm sure, and being a judge myself, you know, just walking into that room that morning, there was electricity. It was, you know, there were lights and cameras. It was, there's a team here to present, to pitch, you know, this yeah. idea, this campaign, very much so, you know, not just a hypothetical situation here. This is real world. They come in their professional attire. They're there, ready to, in their business clothes and have all their plan laid out and ready to pitch their idea to their client.
Even the fact that, you know, they're getting on an airplane, you know, you're going to be traveling mm-hmm. a lot when you're in business. So even to get on an airplane, go to a different part of the United States, and then go back. You know, it's that's the real world. That's what you do every day when you're working.
Indeed. And tell us, what was the response from the students in their participation, in their preparation? You know, were they eager? This was, I believe, all of them from Concordia, New York. Was this their first year for many of them?
Yes. Yeah, it was the first year in this competition. And there was a, you know, it was a great, I view it as a chemistry set. It was a great chemistry set because we had, one of the girls was from New Hampshire in the Northeast. Another was close to Concordia here. But then we had the gentleman who was from Tel Aviv, Israel, and another young lady who was from Munich, Germany. So it was a mix of international mm-hmm. and domestic. I can honestly tell you there was no drama. I mean, they just started from the beginning. They sketched everything out, and they proceeded and worked together. I try to stay in the background because it's a learning experience for them. Because they come to me for guidance, I'll give it to them. But they were pretty independent on this particular project.
Well, very good. I'm glad to hear that. And it was a privilege to get to hear their presentation and meet the students, see their excitement and enthusiasm as well in the participation in the event.
Yeah, and I will tell you one other thing that they all of a sudden realized, you know, the whole concept here was to let everybody know in LCMS that the money that the LCEF provides does things, and quite frankly, part of our presentation, they find this, the four students realized, hey, you know, we are getting money from LCEF, and it's look around the campus. You know, we implemented three or four enhancement programs of the property this year to make it, you know, nicer for the students, and that money came from you know, it was they were basically living and communicating what they're seeing.
And you see that in the presentation. Well,
yeah.
tell us about you know, this year placing the Concordia College New York, your team placed in the competition, taking home third place this year and a nice prize along with that as well.
Right. And it's good when they win, you know, an acknowledgement of being one of the better ones. But I will tell you that, you know, they're very competitive, but they went to win. and they went to learn,
mm-hmm.
and so whatever they came in or didn't come in, it was almost secondary.
Have they shared what they learned from this experience?
They have. We had talked a lot on the way back. They were happy that they did it. While it's all going on, you know, behind curtain number one is pressure. So this particular group was from the family that said, don't let anyone see you sweat. But I can tell you there was pressure there. but they were, you know, I was shocked at the level of maturity. You know, we didn't have any drama. Everybody knew what they had to do, and they went ahead and did it. They felt good because they were speaking and writing what they see here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a connect the dots type of a program. You know, they didn't make anything up. You know, and I think that's what made it easier. They were speaking from the heart, and they went out and did a lot of research, as you know, you may mm-hmm. have seen in the presentation, and the research was tied in, you know, incredibly with what they wanted to say. So it all clicked, and it was a good experience.
Tell us about that research and that preparation for this event. Tell us about the work and all that they had to put in to prepare for
Well, before anybody, you know, the concept was we don't want a ready, fire, aim. You know, we want to, you know, take the time and go out and interview with pastors and some congregations to find out, you know, what are the big issues. From that, we developed a questionnaire, a survey, and then we went back and asked for assistance in distributing it. And we also went online and distributed it through SurveyMonkey, which is a way to distribute mm-hmm. the surveys. And, when it came in, when all the information came in, well, in effect, that wrote the plan, you know, because the results from that basically validated what everybody kind of thought. And it was, you know, surprising how many people at LCMS knew, about what LCEF is doing. Previous research indicated that, not a lot of people knew, but we saw this year that, you know, the deeper we got into speaking with the pastors, because the pastors can make anything happen if they get behind it, and it was clearly they wanted to help.
Well, glad to hear that, and that I'm sure doing all that research on top of these students have a regular course load as well. So
I wish it was that easy. Number one, Concordia, New York is the smallest school in the system. There's 1,000 students here. Okay, so we don't have a big pool.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, all of these people have extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman is in the top three nationally in tennis. The girl from Germany is on the volleyball team, and one of the other girls is in sports. Some of them have internships. Some have part-time jobs. But it seems that the students, and by the way, you know, part of the criteria was select people that were A students, you know, that have intellect.
Mm-hmm.
So not only were they smart, not only are they busy, but they've learned time management to incorporate a pretty strong program wedged between everything that they were currently doing.
What do you hope, as a professor, as an instructor, what do you hope the students would gain from this, and where do you think that they'll use this? You know, how will they use this as they leave Concordia and go on to their vocations?
Well, I think number one, it builds confidence. You know, they've been in this and they, you know, they were under the gun. They were putting 8 pounds of onions in a 4 pound bag, so to speak, with everything else that they were doing. And that's what the way business is. You're always being asked to do more than maybe you can do at the time. So they accomplished that. They placed, so they were acknowledged. So I think confidence is probably the number one thing. And they were able to take the academic issues and put it into a program outside the campus. You know, it wasn't just what we're saying in the classroom. This is it was a real live experience in another part of the United States. So, if they walk away with confidence, they'll have that for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, thank you very much for your time today. I know that you're getting ready for final exams not too far down the road, and plenty of work lies ahead. Professor Jerry Carino, Professor of Business, Concordia College, New York, and congratulations taking home third place this year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Join Lutherans from around the world on Sunday, May 3rd, for the grand dedication of the International Lutheran Center in Wittenberg, Germany. How? Just go to thewittenbergproject.org and follow along with the special dedication service live from Wittenberg on your computer or mobile device. The International Lutheran Center will provide the place, the opportunity, and the inspiration for people from around the world to gather and learn about the gospel Luther preached there. And with the 500th anniversary of the Reformation approaching, the timing could not be better. Join us on Sunday, May 3rd, and see this Lutheran presence come to life in the cradle of the Reformation. An archived version of the dedication service will be available on the website, too. For more information, go to thewittenbergproject.org. Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, Professor Carolyn Shirey. She's marketing professor and founder of the Institute for Strategic Marketing at Concordia University, Irvine, the School of Business there. Good morning, Professor Shirey.
Well, good morning, Andy.
Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today. I'm looking forward to hearing about the programs that you're involved with there at Concordia University Irvine and the Irvine team at the National Student Marketing Competition this year with the LCEF. Looking forward to hearing about that. Tell us about the courses and the programs and the students that you teach at Concordia University Irvine.
Well, we have a nice, well-rounded business program, I think, at Irvine because we have a lot of majors in accounting, finance, marketing, management. We just added economics and international business. We also have a sports management. So as far as the business education, I think it's very well-rounded, and we're continually trying to improve it and add different courses and really round out each particular major or emphasis. The students here are great. The reason I chose to come to Concordia Irvine was because of the students. I walked on campus one day, no one knew me, and everyone said hi, everyone, with a smile. And I just sensed that there was a different feeling here. There's a different sense here, and it's really nice. I've taught at both public and private universities, and I have to say, it's a joy to be at a place where you can share your faith and not worry about what you have to say. So, in business, you know, on a regular basis, we don't really talk. I mean, we're not giving lessons in the New Testament or in theology or anything like that, but we can bring in how we can use our faith and how we integrate who we are in, just in our day-to-day lives, in our calling when we're business people. And so I find that really exciting.
Yeah. Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, tell us about when a student goes through the a program at Concordia University Irvine in business or in marketing or in one of those related areas, what are they prepared for when they complete their program at Concordia University Irvine?
I think what we're launching, or what we really hope for as professors, is that they will be prepared for certainly their entry-level job and their career of whatever they choose to do. But even a step further, we're really going for, we want people prepared to be kind of the core of a company's business team. We want somebody, if you're in our particular major, that you're going one step beyond and you are going to be the people that management really looks at, kind of your high flyers or your rising stars, people that have a certain set of skills and abilities and talents. But really more important than that, I think, and this is what our employers have told us when they hire Concordia grads, they said, we get the business person. We get the person that's very talented with all of the skills that you can possibly give them. But we get something more. We get somebody that we know has character, and someone that's got integrity. And we've been told that over and over again, and they said they're just different. There's a different attitude. There's a different kind of enthusiasm, and almost a different mindset, if you will. And that's what we hear from our employers. So really solid business people that I think management would want to watch, but also some people that have, there is something special about them. They have a certain ethical perspective. They have a certain character. that management and that companies have told us that they want and they're looking for.
And so tell us about the experience that you want students to gain in their program, and why you participate in the National Student Marketing Competition with Lutheran Church Extension Fund.
Well, one of the things as a professor, when you're looking at designing your curriculum and your courses and things, the overwhelming objective, I guess, that I look at is they have to learn something. We're very outcome driven. So what are they learning? How are we going to assess that? Realizing too that we have a whole variety of students and they all learn in different ways. So I've been a teacher for, I don't know how long, I'm sure it's close to 30 years. And one of the things that I've always noticed, and it might be because I'm a mom and I have three very different kids and they learn differently. And I finally realized we have to start designing our classes so that they are more project driven, because I can talk, I love to talk. I can talk a long time, but that's not how kids learn. It's not how students learn. You can tell them they need to read, they need to be well read, but once you learn the theory, then you have to actually do it. And so everything has to be project based. So we do a ton of projects, and we have a lot of real life clients that students work on. And then 4 years ago, LCF, I got this letter, and they said, we're going to do a marketing competition. And I said, this is great. This sounds wonderful. So not only do they get to work with a real client, but it's, I would say, more of a real situation. It's as close as I can get in an academic setting to giving them an experience of what real life is going to be. So LCF set up this wonderful competition, and it's very similar to, we view LCF as our client, and the class is kind of set up, and it's not, sometimes it's a class, and sometimes it's just a group of students getting together because they want to do this. But they set themselves up like a marketing or an ad agency, and their sole goal is to figure out this client, and what does this client need, and who is their audience, and then they go and they present their pitch. And the whole motivation is they want that account. I literally, before they go into the competition, I go, how many employees back home are riding on this that you get this? Because they've got to make their mortgages and they've got to feed their families and send their kids to really good Lutheran schools. How many people are riding on this? And they go, Shirey, don't do this. You're stressing us out. And I go, it's a good stress. So I think LCF's done a wonderful thing, because it really has given them a sense. It really is the closest thing that they have to a real life advertising pitch. And most of my students are seniors, although we have some juniors, and every single one that has participated in this in the last 4 years, they said it was the best thing that they did in their college career from an academic standpoint. And I get calls all the time, and I keep in touch with all the students that have done this competition, and they send me texts or emails and say, learned so much. And they're also not stressed when they go out into business. I get calls that say, hey, guess where I am? I'm at FedEx. It's 5:00 in the morning and I got a call from my boss at 2 a.m. And they changed the meeting on us and I had to go get this stuff done. And they go, you know what? I'm not stressing because we did this for LCF. And it warms my heart. It really does. It really does.
Well, that I'm so glad to hear that they value that experience, that it's a real life, real world experience for them, and that has prepared them for what they're going to get into once they graduate and go into their first career outside of college. Glad to hear that. It was a privilege to get to serve as a judge this year and to hear to sit there and hear the presentations to receive the pitch, you know, and it was just a lot of fun to be able to do that. But also it was kind of intense. You could feel the electricity in the room during all the presentations.
The kid, the students really get into this, and they I know they're having fun, but they take it seriously.
Right.
They loved you, by the way, as a judge, and we got to sit and talk with you a little bit afterwards, and they thought that was very valuable. I think they really like talking with the judges afterwards to kind of get a perspective on, you know, how they were viewed and all those kinds of things. And this year, LCF actually had some planned recreation and things like that. My students don't want to do that. My students wanted to go and see all the presentations.
Sure.
They were serious about this. And they said, well, we'll get ideas and we can pass them on to the next year's team. At our university, this is a in business school anyway, I already have my next year's team, or they think they're going to be on next year's team. They hear about it and they go, we want to do that, so put us on the list. And I said, okay, but I said, there's no guarantees, and it really depends on, you know, your schedule and different things. We're pretty open. I mean, anybody can be on the team. What it really boils down to is, do they have enough time? We try and tell the kids, this is going to take an enormous amount of your time. And I'm going to tell you, Andy, every year the students do not believe me. Every year. And this year was no exception. We just had our debrief meeting. I take them out to dinner and we debrief. And they go, all right, Professor Shirey, you were right. You told us. You told us how much time it was going to take, and we didn't believe you. And I said, so that's something I should pass along to the next team, because this year we had kids. Not only did they have a full program, they all had a job. They all worked. So it was really interesting to see how they worked. And I said, well, you know, business is changing. You don't have meetings where you have everybody together anymore. You meet in groups, in smaller groups, and you do things virtually. You do things via email and Google Docs. We used a lot of technology too this year. And I said, you just have to know how to do that and wrap it up, because the world's changing so fast. And that's another thing I think that this competition helps with is, you know, how do you get ready for a competition and how do you put it all together? Because it's very similar to how we do projects in corporate America and how we put stuff together. So, again, I think it was great for them.
Well, congratulations on this year's competition, taking home second place. And I know that that Concordia Irvine has done quite well at each of the competitions and placing previously as well. And I know that down the road there, I'm certain that there will be more trophies in the future. I know that you all are already planning and preparing for next year, and I wish you well. I know that this is an important part of the education there at Concordia University Irvine, and I know that you all are doing great things there for our students. Thanks so much for taking time to share with us today, and enjoy the trophy.
Well, my pleasure, and thank you, Andy, and thanks for being a judge and all of your time and talent, too.
Coming up in just a little bit, we have more Faith and Family right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Lutheran Senior Services Benevolent Care invites you to Works of Heart 3 at Merrimack Bluffs on May 8th at 5:30 p.m. Experience inspirational works of art, both vintage and modern, while helping to restore hope to seniors in need. The evening will feature food and drink, along with live and silent auctions. It's free, however, donations to defray costs are welcomed. Go to worksofheart.eventbrite.com or call Maggie Spencer at 636-923-2315.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today, we're talking with Dr. Nancy Harwer, Associate Professor of Marketing in the College of Business and Organizational Leadership at Concordia University, St. Paul. Welcome to Faith and Family, Dr. Harwer.
Thank you very much, Andy. Please call me Nancy, and thanks for having me back this year.
Sure, sure. It's great to hear your voice, and get to talk again. The Concordia University, St. Paul team placed again in the National Student Marketing Competition with Lutheran Church Extension Fund, and not only placed, second time in a row for taking first place. I know that you all have really placed every year since you've been in the competition. It's been going on for 4 years now, and placed every year, and something to be proud of, I'm sure, there at Concordia St. Paul.
We are very proud. I'm very proud of the students, and the whole university is proud of us, and it's It's an amazing event, and I can't thank LCEF enough for hosting this every year. It's an enormous commitment of time and resources for them, and then they get to sit there all day and have all these student teams tell them everything they're doing wrong. So, but you know, Rich Robinson and Becca Jones and that whole team is amazing.
They are. And I had the privilege of serving as a judge and just enjoyed being a part of it in that way this year. It was overwhelming, really, you know, reviewing all the materials and watching all the presentations. Overwhelming because the students work so hard on this. Well, let's before we get more into the competition, let's talk about the programs that you're involved with at Concordia University, St. Paul. Tell us about some of the courses, programs and students you teach there at Concordia.
Sure. Well, I chair our marketing program within the College of Business, and I generally only teach juniors and seniors. I teach 300 and 400 level courses, so I teach principles of marketing, consumer behavior, advertising upon occasion. And then this course for me, what the students did in this competition, is actually part of my senior marketing strategy course. And within that course, all we do are basically competitions for marketing and business plans, because we're very much about that. I want them to have a realistic experience of what they're going to be doing once they graduate and get into the real world. So I structure the course around the competitions because it then requires them to analyze a case situation. You know, what is the client's problem? What's going on in the marketplace? What's going on with the competition? And then start thinking about the target market, the messaging, the metrics, and eventually pulling together an entire marketing campaign within a budget limit that will span for a 12-month period.
Mm. And so really they spend the whole course working and preparing for these campaigns, you know, doing all the research. And there is a lot of research that goes into these projects. I know just reading through the books that give us an idea of some of the things that students were researching just for this competition alone.
Sure. Well, one thing that we did, they'd have to do secondary research to start. And secondary research means looking at existing materials. So they would look at the information about LCMS, LCEF. They would look at financial information or information about financial corporations. They took a look at consumer behavior. How do consumers act when they need to make a decision that's as important as where to invest their money? So they start with secondary research. Then we move into primary research, which means that they're contacting members of the target market of LCEF to find out their opinions and actions and behaviors and trends. So to do that, they did a two-pronged primary research. The first prong was a survey that went to Concordia students, faculty, staff, and church work students here, and find out their opinions and attitudes. The second prong of that was they did face-to-face interviews with, I believe it was 11 members of LCMS congregations, church leaders, and talked to some pastors as well as professors here at Concordia who are members of LCMS to find out their attitudes and behavior. Once they do all the primary and secondary research, then they start to analyze it, which means, what does it mean? You know, what are we learning? What are the numbers? What are the things that people told us to help identify, you know, where LCF is doing great and then areas where they have an opportunity? And then after they do that analysis, then we sit down and we whiteboard, you know, just get the big whiteboard out for like an hour or so. And we start saying, what are some of the strategies? What's the big idea? What's the unifying message that we can build an entire campaign around that will attract the right audience? And then you start saying, okay, if this is our big message, how do we execute it? What are the tactics? And in our example, our team ranged from low tech, from a bus tour to LCMS congregations in the Midwest, but that would get you in front of like roughly 22,000 LCMS members. So low-tech bus tour to high-tech, a new website, new social media, new commercials, including radio, as well as TV. So it really spanned everything in their campaign. And they created a website from scratch. They created a mobile website that we had on cell phones. And it was just amazing stuff. I'm very proud, Andy.
Oh, absolutely, and should be. tell us about, you know, participation in previous years. The LCEF mm-hmm. National Student Marketing Competition has been going on now for 4 years.
Yep.
And you've brought home trophies each time. Tell us about your previous, you know, when you first started this competition mm-hmm. And first started getting involved. Did you ever think that what type of learning experience this would be for the students and what it has become?
Oh, I immediately knew the value of it as a learning experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have 20 years as a marketing executive myself before I started teaching college, and I've been here at Concordia for now, I think, 12 years. So I knew immediately that the students need to see how it works in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem for most students is they don't have a context for everything that we talk about in marketing. You know, they all work, most of them, but mm-hmm. they're low-level retail clerks, kind of stuff like that. They've never really been in a business, and they've never had marketing positions.
Mm-hmm.
So when a competition like LCEF comes along and says, here's a real-world business problem that we have, what would you do as a marketing solution? It's like, oh, wow, this is just like the real world.
Yeah. And deadlines are legitimate. You know, all these things that the presentation, when the pitch, you know, mm-hmm. that I didn't think about it until we walked in that day as I walked in with the panel of judges and, you know, being a member of the media. I've totally forgot about the idea that, you know, there are going to be cameras and lights and all those things that signify, oh, this is serious.
It is. And I will say, and I've told this to the LCEF executive team, every year my students who participate in this, when they fill out, you know, the end of the year reviews and all that, every single one of them says this is the absolute best experience of their college career. That at the end of it, they feel prepared for work. You know, each student leaves the program where I print and bind the business plan along with slides. Each student gets a copy of that, mm-hmm. and they use it in interviews for jobs. And many of them have used it and talk about the experience, what they did. Also, working in a team is very important for companies who are hiring students, and the ability to communicate, you know, in writing and in a mm-hmm. presentation. It's just, you know, they feel so confident when they walk out of here.
Sure. And understandably so. They were confident in their presentation, and you can see that as well. All the details were certainly there.
They practiced a lot too. And I'm a pretty harsh critic. I mean, I've done it in the real world myself. I've had agencies present to me, and I know what I'm looking for as the mm-hmm. client.
And that's just it. You know, LCEF, the panel of judges, are the client in this mm-hmm. case, and they're presenting to us, the panel of judges, and pitching their ideas. And in order to place, you've got, and granted, all the teams did a fine job this year.
Job, yeah.
To do that, though, you've got to present some ideas that can really be carried out, and mm-hmm. And not only just carried out, but also that you've got evidence there that there's going to be some success with this campaign.
Yeah. You know, and every year, I swear, the competition gets better and better. You know, I think back to the first year, 4 years ago, when we participated, and the quality of what I saw 2 weeks ago in St. Louis from all the teams mm-hmm. was head and shoulders above the quality from 4 years ago.
It's just setting that standard and mm-hmm. each year coming back. And faculty certainly play an important part of this, mm-hmm. in providing that guidance for the students.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to be to teach at an institution like Concordia University St. Paul, to teach marketing at a college that professes the Christian faith, where this is the worldview, this is the what we embrace and the values that we embrace? What does it mean to teach marketing to students today at a Christian university like Concordia University St. Paul?
You know, the short answer is it means everything, and I feel incredibly blessed to be here at this institution with the values and the mission and the strategy that we have, and to be able to contribute, you know, to do God's work with these students, preparing them for life as well as for business, and to see them respond. And, I mean, I don't know if you saw me, but I was actually kind of starting to tear up when they won first place last week, because it meant so much to be able to contribute mm-hmm. to the next generation of business leaders.
Sure.
and to hopefully put them on the right path ethically and morally and spiritually, along with a work ethic and a joy for what their careers are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just validates that I'm in exactly the right place, that I'm so fortunate, so blessed to be here and to work with the people I work with and have the students I have to work with. And to reiterate to them, it's not the size of the university that mm-hmm. makes the difference in your career. It's how you work, how you believe, what you act, your values, your morals, your judgments. And you can go up against students from anywhere in the world and you can take them on and win.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you hoping for in the coming years, especially with the competition?
I mentioned that I just came back with another team from a competition in North Carolina that had to do with sports sustainability and ventures at Davidson College. And our team presented a nonprofit business idea there and came in second place. And that was good. So I look for definitely I'm coming back to LCEF every year. But I also look for other competitions because different students want to work on different things. And it's great when I can give them those options and they can see how it works.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. When they can see, when they get this real life experience.
Mm-hmm. And that's, there's no substitute for it.
Right, right. Well, thank you, Nancy, so much for being our guest and sharing with us. Congratulations, taking home first place again this year, Concordia University St. Paul in the National Student Marketing Competition. Great to have you on Faith and Family again.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Andy.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.